At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Real self-confidence doesn't come from shouting affirmations in the mirror. Real self-confidence comes from giving the world irrefutable proof you are who you say you are.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim.
When you wake up in the fucking morning, you're the only person that can take action and help yourself out. You're the only person that can speak up. You're the only person that can defend yourself. And you're the only person that can change being a loser to a winner. And to be someone who's great is to be someone who doesn't listen to naysayers and doesn't listen to haters. If you wanted it bad enough, if you went your whole life chasing one goal, do you really think if you actually try and actually put in the necessary amount of effort, you wouldn't achieve it? It's inevitable when you believe in yourself. And that's why when you wake up, you gotta believe.
My heart is at ease, knowing what was meant for me will never miss me. And that which misses me was never meant for me. What missed you was never for you. And what is for you will never miss you. You have to recognize that where we are and what we've experienced and the talents and the skills you have and the resilience you have and the grit you have is the exact cocktail that you need to create the future then.
It doesn't matter what the world throws at you, you are still going to win. Imagine feeling like that. Imagine knowing no matter what the fuck happens, I'm gonna still win. And that's the kind of confidence that pushing through the hard times creates. If you can become the kind of person that will execute no matter what's going on around them, you can't be fucking beat, bro. It's literally impossible to beat a person. You can't beat them.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
If I could instill one piece of advice into all human beings, it would simply be to believe in yourself without a doubt.
My favorite Chinese proverb is, everything must be hard before it can be easy. I think it's amazing what you can endure when you have no choice. Because at the end of the day, life is hard, but believing it should be easy makes it even harder.
See, I've come to believe that the secret to success is just not giving up, that life is constantly testing you, that there are going to be days where you don't do the reps. There are going to be weeks where you don't do the reps. There might even be months that you don't do the reps. That's okay. And the reps are the boring, tedious actions that you take every day. And that's how you achieve a goal. What defines your success is not the days where you do it. I actually think it's the days where you come back after you didn't do it. So the day that was really hard at work, or the week that you were really sick and you couldn't do the reps every day, the small tedious stuff, you couldn't get out for your walk, you couldn't sit down and write. It's the day that you return that defines success, because it means you didn't quit. Like, if it is day 37, you have not eaten the way you said you would, You have spent a ridiculous amount of money, even though your goal is to get out of debt. And you see that little note where you wrote down your goal. It's okay. It's still there. It's the days where you come back after you didn't do it. That defines success.
How do you build trust with someone? You prove time and time again that when you say you're going to do something, you do it. And what makes you think building trust with yourself is any different? Because if you're the kind of person that fears your future self, the solution is right in front of you. Spend months and years building the evidence that when you say you're going to do something, you follow through. It is not complicated. It's just difficult. If you constantly flake on your own expectations, it's no wonder your relationship with you is nothing but uncertainty. But when you can look back on undeniable proof that you are the person you claim to be, counting on yourself is not so difficult.
One of the key things in attracting the things we want into our life is to be able to feel as if we have them before we possess them. What we really want in our life, our real dreams, our real ambitions, are feelings. They're not things. One of the things that happens when we feel like we possess something, we begin to act in accordance with that feeling. And as a consequence of that action, those things begin to chase you. So it's not some manifestation thing. When we feel a certain way, we act a certain way. And when we don't, we don't. Spend a little bit more time on giving yourself the gift or doing the work, frankly, of what would it feel like and beginning to feel as if you possess the goal. And I also just think the gift of giving yourself the emotions you want will create more health in your body, more vitality, more energy, more optimism, more belief, more confidence. Feel it this week, and then you'll possess it.
Odds against there being another person like you are more than 50 billion to one. In the entire history of humanity, there will never be two people like you. There will be two people with the same face. There will be two people with the same even blood composition, exactly. There will be two people with the same outlook, the same talents, abilities, capacities. There will be two people just like you. And that every single person are born with the capacity to do something remarkable with their lives. And the starting point of personal greatness is when you just say to yourself, what wonderful thing am I going to do with my life? Why am I here? I have this one life, this precious, precious life. And as you know, this life is not a rehearsal for something else. This is the real one. You say to yourself, what am I going to do with my life? Why am I here? What are my unique talents and abilities? Look back into your life and ask yourself, what is it that you've done in the past that you most enjoy? What is it that you've done in the past that comes easy to you, but which may be difficult to others? What are the things that are indicators that this is where you should be focusing all your talents and abilities? Whatever it is, find it, and then commit yourself to becoming excellent at it.
It says the most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of the depths. These persons have an appreciation, a sensitivity, and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and a deep loving concern. Beautiful people do not just happen.
You will feel a million miles away from your dreams, and then you'll blink, and suddenly, you'll be living them.
I just want you to think for a second. Like, regardless of any struggles that you're facing right now, just think about how good it feels once you actually pull this off. Just think about that. Money's no longer an issue. You're doing something every day that is fulfilling. You're surrounded by people that you love. You're able to travel and do the things that you want to do when you want to do them. You are no longer being controlled by external things. You decide how you want to live your life. You live on your own terms, and you live a life full of fulfillment and purpose and love, all the things that you long for right now. Let me tell you something. That day is in your future, and it's not as far as you might think. You're almost there, my friend, I promise you. All you have to do is continue to show up.
Don't be ashamed of your effort. Midwits hate earnestness and sincere conviction because they can't stand being reminded of the thing they're capable of or resist actually trying. people will try to put the same limitations on you that they put on themselves. Don't mistake their insecurities for your ceiling.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Regret. It's a word that carries weight, doesn't it? A word that feels like a chain around your ankles, dragging you back to moments you wish you could erase. It whispers in your ear at night. You should have done better. You could have tried harder. Why didn't you take that chance? The first step to turning regret into resolve is to stop running from it. Stop avoiding it. Stop numbing it. Stop pretending it doesn't exist. Face it. Look at it head on and say, yes, I made mistakes. Yes, I missed opportunities. Yes, I wish I'd done things differently. Owning your regret doesn't mean wallowing in it. It doesn't mean beating yourself up or living in the past. It means taking responsibility for it. Acknowledging what happened without letting it control you. Because here's the truth.
Every regret holds a lesson. Every missed opportunity, every mistake, every failure is trying to teach you something. But you have to be willing to learn. Ask yourself, why do I regret this? What would I do differently if I had the chance? What does this regret reveal about what I valued, about who I want to be? The answers won't always be comfortable. They might force you to confront parts of yourself you'd rather ignore. But those answers are the key to growth. They're the blueprint for the person you're becoming. Regret without reflection is wasted pain. Don't waste it. Once you've learned the lesson, it's time to act. Regret is a fire. If you let it burn out of control, it'll consume you. But if you harness it, if you direct it, it can be the fuel that drives you to change. Let your regret remind you of what's at stake. Let it push you to take the chances you were too scared to take before.
This might be the hardest part, forgiving yourself. Because regret often comes with guilt, with shame, with the weight of feeling like you've let yourself or someone else down. But carrying that guilt doesn't serve you. It doesn't fix the past. It doesn't make you stronger. Forgiving yourself doesn't mean excusing what you did. It means acknowledging that you're human, that you're imperfect, and that you're trying. Forgive yourself not because you're letting yourself off the hook, but because you deserve the chance to move forward without the weight of shame holding you back.
Don't stress in the face of adversity. Make adversity something you desire for an opportunity to grow.
You have to get used to being alone, because there are seasons where you'll basically transition from one group of friends into another. And it's not even a group of friends. You'll usually transition from a group of friends into no friends. And then you'll find one or two people who are at a new level. And then sometimes those people introduce you to some of their friends. And if you keep walking and you keep outpacing, then that group will then start retiring past you. And then maybe one person stays with you. Maybe no one does. And you'll have another lonely period. I'm saying this because I used to think that there was something wrong with me, when in reality, I just didn't understand what the nature of being exceptional meant. To be exceptional means that you are the exception. It means that you are not normal. And so it's normal for normal people to find you abnormal if you do things that are not normal.
Resilience is our ability to bounce back. I mean, in the simplest definition, resiliency is our ability to bounce back. But really what it means also is it's our ability not to get pushed that far, not to have to bounce that far back, because we built our resilience to a place where when life happens, and life's happening, Life is going to keep coming. You've either gone through something, you're going through something, or you will go through something. Life's going to keep coming. Our resiliency, or our ability to take those things on, is a muscle. And it's a muscle that we can work on to allow us to take those things on as they're coming at us. The more we work on it, the better we get at it. In fact, the more we grow through, not go through, but grow through in our lives, the better that resilience muscle gets. So when these things are coming at us, instead of feeling like the victim, we want to embrace them because they're growing our ability to take things on in the future. And as I grow my ability to take things on, I can start to take them on for the people around me. I can show them how to go through these things and actually grow through these things. Resilience is an important part of who we are. When we build it, we become better. Better able to handle the things that are coming at us and continue to make the world go round.
They're small gains. That's it. And what separates people who achieve their goals from people who do not is simple. People who achieve their goals understand the power of showing up every day and just doing the boring, tedious stuff. That's where greatness is made. It's in the things that aren't fun. It's in the stuff that nobody wants to do. That's the thing most people don't talk about. Goals are boring. All those people you admire that have what you want, you know what they're doing? They're doing the reps. And if you've ever looked at somebody who becomes an overnight sensation, I want you to look at their actual story, because they were doing the reps in the dark for a decade while nobody was paying attention. There is no shortcut here, period.
One day, win today. Then you wake up tomorrow and you do the same thing. And then you wake up on Wednesday and you do the same thing. And then you wake up on Thursday and you do the same thing. And guess what happens then? You create a winning streak. And when you do this long enough, you're forming new habits. Okay, and after a while, winning the day is not hard. It's easy. It becomes automatic. And when you get to the point where you're winning every day and it's automatic, guess what happens? Winning becomes who the f*** you are. And when winning becomes who the f*** you are, guess what you become? Become a winner.
It's easy to use your childhood as a crutch instead of seeing it as a chisel. There are so many crutches people want to use to justify themselves. But for me, you have to eliminate every single one of them. Get rid of them all. Then tell yourself it's up to you. What are you going to do now that you let go of all those crutches? Blaming others is an easy way out.
Life is a game, and the rules of the game demand that we constantly lean into growth. Purpose, duty over desire, purpose over pleasure. Become congruent with the man that we want to be, to live a life of fulfillment and significance without anxiety and depression, shame or guilt, a life of sovereignty and freedom, to have peace of mind, and to have sound sleep when I go to bed at night because I carry no weight of guilt and shame. That is the man, the idealized version of myself that I am building. We all have a duty to become and create the most idealized version of ourselves, the man that we needed in our lives.
You don't even need faith when you're in the light, because you can see everything. But when life goes dark, when things go bad, that's when you need faith to remember where things were, to remember that if I can only look up, I can see stars. If I can see stars, then I can see that there are glimmers of light even in the darkest moments of my life.
Like often in life, when things don't go the way we want it to go, or we encounter something, immediately we want to understand, right? Immediately we want to understand it. We want to figure it out. We want to know, hey man, what is this, right? And sometimes something can be so tough, like can be so hard, right? That you're not going to understand. I'm talking about it could be so real that you're not going to understand. It could be so real, like you can't go to the Bible and get a verse for it. Like, it could be so real that you're not going to understand it. You just got to survive it, dog. Right? And by surviving it, the lessons come. The blessings come. The perspective comes. Most importantly and hopefully, the peace comes.
and you are feeling guilt, shame, anxiety, depression, it's usually because you are living incongruently with the man that you want to be. And therefore, your conscience is reminding you that you want to be 2.0. You tell yourself that you're going to live a better life, you're going to be vice-free, that you're going to focus on your nutrition and your diet, and you're going to focus on your family and your mindset, but you don't, and you give into the pleasures and the desires of life, and you ignore your duty and your purpose, and as a byproduct, you begin to suffer in silence. And you know that most men live lives of quiet desperation.
You will have good days and you'll have bad days, but you will always learn something more or something new, and you will learn more overall on bad days than good days. You will learn more about yourself, you'll learn more about relationships, you'll learn about life and principles, and it'll build your character. But unless you know three things. Number one, who are you and what your value is? Number two, what is your purpose here in life? And number three, what is your destiny when you're done here? If you don't know the answers of any of those three questions, you're more disabled than I.
When it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life.
If you break, the fight is just beginning. And as you crawl up and out of that dismal and wretched place, covered, and you're covered in blood and sweat and dirt and filth as you rise above what you were, and as you take the form of who you are supposed to be, you will see that in the very act of standing up, in the very act of fighting on, you will become and you will remain unbroken.
Take responsibility for it. That you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. And here's something you've got to resolve. Say this to yourself every day. See, as long as you're breathing, you got a shot at your dream. It's not over, shall I wear.
Sometimes things are gonna be so tough. Stop fighting it, stop trying to understand it. Just survive. Take all that energy and just survive it. Like, bro, day by day, moment by moment, situation by situation, just survive, right? And then you're gonna get to a place, you're gonna be on top of the mountain one day, and you're gonna say, man, I see exactly why I had to face and go through that.
What you most want to be found will be found where you least want to look, essentially. And it's so interesting because it means that if you're willing to turn around and to stand up straight and face the darkness, like fully, what you discover at the darkest part is the brightest light. And then that's something that's so much worth discovering, because there's going to be terrible darkness in your life, and it's going to make you cynical and bitter. And it could easily be that you're just not looking at it enough, because if you looked at it enough and you didn't shy away, it brought everything you had to bear on it, you'd find that there was more to you than there was to the horror.
Success goes to those who refuse to quit. Success is a game of attrition. It's hard. You're going to fail. You're going to embarrass yourself. You're going to do dumb things. And when that happens, most people just stop.
I want to tell you right now, man, when you're put together by God, like, there's no way you could ever be broken. As long as you have a heartbeat in your heart, there's no way you can ever be broken. As long as you got light, there's no way that you can ever be broken. I want you to understand that. Like, when God is put together, God has perfectly stitched you together. There's nothing that can make you broken, right? You might go through breakups. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's with a job. Maybe it's with a dream. Maybe it's with your past, right? You're going to go through those seasons of breakups. You're going to go through your seasons of breakdowns. Let's be real. None of us are exempt from breaking down. We are going to go through our life trials that break us down. But understand, just because you're broken down doesn't mean that you're truly broken.
And I'm saying to you, if you've had life snatched the rug out from under you, if you've lost your job, your business, your relationship, it's not over until you win. My prayer is, Lord, give me this if it's for my highest good. If not, give me its equivalent or something better. Did you hear what I just said? Lord, give this to me when I'm going through a situation, when I've had a major setback, when my life has been interrupted. I said, Lord, give this to me if it's for my highest good. If not, give me its equivalent.
I'm fighting. I'm always fighting. I'm struggling and I'm scrapping and I'm kicking and clawing at those weaknesses to change them, to stop them. Some days I win. Some days I don't. But each and every day, I get back up and I move forward with my fists clenched toward the battle, toward the struggle. And I fight with everything I've got to overcome those weaknesses and those shortfalls and those flaws. As I strive to be just a little bit better today than I was yesterday.
When something happens to us, rather than surrender, rather than give in to the naysayers, rather than say, I can't do it, what if all of us decided, keep moving, keep moving? See, nothing works unless you work.
Life is the same. The enemy is not always clear. In life, it can be hard to tell who's going to try and bring you down or what is going to bring you down. There's distractions. There are things out there that will do you harm that are so camouflaged you can't see them at all. There are deceitful people. There are accidents. Bad luck, and there's Murphy's Law, and there's times when it seems that the whole world is against you. The whole world is the enemy, and the same rules apply. Control what you can control. You train hard, learn, maintain the unmitigated daily discipline in all things.
No matter what comes against me, I'm going to keep going. No matter what tries to stop me, I'm going to keep being unstoppable. You have to make that decision and stay dedicated to that. Because when you have that, when you have that, when you made up your mind that says, all right, coach, you don't have to play me. I'm still going hard. I'm going to still control what I can control. All right, boss, you ain't got to promote me. I'm still going to go hard. All right, teacher, you can treat me this way. I'm still showing up. Okay, friend X, you can talk about me all you want. I'm still gonna do what I do. When you got that...
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to...
get your bag!
Two ways to peel for a chance to...
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to...
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Mindset. Your mind is made. Ain't nothing stop you. Nothing. Whatever you've been given permission to.
Ye shall know the truth. The truth shall set you free.
What is that truth we must know? That you're greater than anything that life throws at you.
There's so much
knowledge out there, so much information, so many ways to get better. And we make so many mistakes. We're the product of our mistakes. And oftentimes the lesson is sitting there right in front of our face. It's there to be learned, but we miss it, or we don't pay attention to it, or we think we know better, until it punches us in the face. And the most important thing to learn is that we have so much to learn as far as regrets and things I wish I would have done differently. Of course, hindsight is 2020, and looking back, of course, who wouldn't want to take another go at something? The fact is, you don't get that chance. You get one shot at this gig right here. Life. One life, and that's all you've got. And regret, in and of itself, it's worthless. It does nothing for you. In fact, the only valuable thing in regret is the lesson you learned, the knowledge that you gained. But walking around filled with regret gets you nothing.
It's all about mindset.
Yeah.
That's it, man. You have to change the dialogue within your head. And one thing I guarantee you, there's some stat out there about January 1. All that kindling that you started, all that motivation, usually burn out by about 10 to 12 days later. So let's see how far you can take that shit. Usually it's 10 to 12 days, man. People always come to me, man, hey, I want a workout program. I no longer give them anymore, because you can waste my fucking time. Because I know most people out there, once that one alarm clock goes off, the wrong time of the day, I'm not going to the gym.
All this new year, new me bullcrap can stop right now, because it is the same exact you with the same exact tendencies and the same exact defaults in your mind when times get tough. The society-wide marketing campaign is not going to change you for the better, because if it was, it would have worked last year. The best day to start looking to make serious changes is the day you least want to do it, because that's exactly what it's going to feel like when all your motivation wears off. So either look to genuinely change the way you think through endless effort, or don't even bother with the idea of a new you.
It's January 1st. Nothing has changed. This year's not going to be your year. You're not magically any different because the calendar switched from December 31st to January 1st. You're still the exact same person that you were the day before, with all the same tendencies and all the same temptations and the same bad habits that you try to avoid. You're the same person. The only way this year is going to be your year is if you treat every single day the way you treat January 1st. If you treat every single day like a brand new opportunity to improve upon the person that you've been, with the same intensity and the same intention and the same focus that you bring to January 1st, there's no doubt that this year will be your year. And every subsequent year after that will be your year. Because who you are and the way you execute is not dictated by a calendar. It is dictated by your decision to act.
It's a blank slate, a brand new year. Everything that happened last year, every win, every loss, every lesson brought you here. And that's exactly where you're supposed to be. 2025 isn't about waiting for the right moment. It's about creating it. You don't need permission or a perfect plan. You just need to decide right now. Decide to bet on yourself. The best year of your life doesn't just happen. It's built day by day and choice by choice. This is your year, not because it's guaranteed, but because you decided it will be. So make it the best one yet. You got this.
Every ambitious person who wants to do something in their life or has done something in their life has gone through the exact same chapter you're going through right now. It's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you don't fit in with your old friends, but you don't have the achievements to fit in with a new group of friends. And you're doing everything you can, the free tutorials online, you're reading everything you get your hands on, you're going through it and you're thinking to yourself, like, is this gonna be worth it? Is this actually going to work? Because you're seeing no signs of success. But the signs of success are the hate that you get along the way. And what you can't do is bend your knee to their hate and try and go back and conform because it's comfortable and it's warm. Because you know deep down you can do more than this, and you begin to see the person that you could be. And you realize how far you need to go. But despite how far away it seems, you look back down that dead-end road and know that's not where you want to be. And so you keep going.
Fail big. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life, so do what you feel passionate about. Take chances. Don't be afraid to fail. There's an old IQ test was 9 dots, and you had to draw 5 lines with a pencil within these 9 dots without lifting the pencil. The only way to do it was to go outside the box. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. Don't be afraid to fail big, to dream big. But remember, dreams without goals are just dreams, and they ultimately fuel disappointment. So have dreams, but have goals. And understand that to achieve these goals, you must apply discipline and consistency. You have to work at it every day. You have to plan every day. Hard work works.
Let anger be the spark, but let discipline be the engine. Because success isn't built on flashes of emotion. It's built on relentless effort, day after day, choice after choice. Anger is often seen as a destructive force, and it can be if you let it. But when you channel it toward creation, it becomes something entirely different. It becomes the fuel for building something meaningful. Whether that's a business, a skill, a relationship, or a new version of yourself. Ask yourself, how can I turn this anger into something positive? How can I use it to grow, to improve, to make an impact? Let your anger inspire you to build, to create, to leave something behind that proves you didn't let the pain win.
Every emotion has something to teach you, and anger is no different. It's a signal, a guide, a call to pay attention. What is your anger trying to tell you about your values, your boundaries, your goals?
How many times has Elijah River driven by an orchard or driven by a massive farm and you see these crops, these fruits, these vegetables just growing? Do you ever think what it started with? It started with one seed. It's one seed, just like the ideas you have in your head to grow your business, to grow you personally, and to create even stronger relationships. It's that one idea that is watered and nurtured that make all the difference in the world. And from that one little tiny seed, you can have massive farms, massive trees, to produce so much wealth and growth in all areas of your life. So from one little seed, one idea that you created, that you have in your mind, and when it's planted and cultivated and watered and nurtured, what do you think you're capable of doing? Because your capability is not limited. Your capability is as much as you want it to be when it comes to your imagination. The only thing that limits capability is listening to other people's limitations of what they can do, not what you can achieve. What you can achieve is way more than you think. The question is, you know you can, are you willing? Because if you're willing, from one idea, one seed, you can create the most incredible farms, the most incredible lifestyle that you know you deserve.
We know that when it comes to life, we want to be growing. We want to seek opportunities for growth. We want to be doing things that make us more competitive, better to be in situations in the future than we are today. We know we need that growth. One of the most effective ways that we can continue to ensure that we grow through our life is to seek out change. When the fact of the matter is, the only difference between whether we embrace change or fight change is the perspective that we see it with. And all we have to do to see change as a positive and an opportunity for growth in all aspects of our life is to make a choice that change is good. That change doesn't happen to us, change happens through us. And by embracing that concept, by seeing it as something that's positive, I can use that to continue to grow individually. Because those only two options that exist, right? Growing or dying. And if change makes me grow, then I want to start seeing change as an opportunity. I want to start not just embracing it happening, but I want to seek it out.
Clarity means you see more clear. When you see more clear, interrelations become more apparent. When you see more clear, there is no need to believe anyone or believe anything. Seeing clear means you can distinguish for yourself which is the proper direction to take and which decisions do I have to make in order to make my goals or aspirations start to shape. I can't and I won't tell you which way to go. It's just that along your personal journey, you will encounter challenges. Those challenges will either prevent you or some of them even stop you from moving on and climbing that mountain.
Every moment of your life is building the story of your life. Some chapters will break you wide open, and others will remind you of just how strong you are. But the reality is, they're all necessary. Your job isn't to avoid the hard parts. It's to show up for them, own them, and use them to write the story that only you can tell. Because your life isn't a rough draft. It's a masterpiece in the making.
Let the fear of regret fuel you to take action. Today. Now. To take action now to become a better person. Not filled with regret, but filled with knowledge. Filled with knowledge and strength and power and filled with life.
Major challenge for all of us at different points in different areas of our lives. And there are things that happen to us along the way, experiences that we have that prevent us from working through the mental block of acting.
If you don't have a lofty ambition, then you suffer miserably. And the reason for that is life is really complex, short, finite, full of suffering, and beyond you. You know, people often say life is meaningless. It's like, no, it's not. That's wrong. Because if it was meaningless, that'd be easy. You could just sit there and do nothing and it wouldn't matter. When people say that life has no meaning, that isn't what they mean. What they mean is, I'm suffering stupidly and intensely, and I don't know what to do about it. Well, the suffering is meaningful. It's just not the kind of meaning you want. So how do you get out of that? You note the baseline of suffering, and then you say to yourself, okay, I need to do something that justifies that.
An eagle flies at a certain altitude, and the only other bird flies at that altitude is another eagle. So if he finds himself flocking with pigeons, he may be flying too low. Eagles ain't got time to gossip. Kings don't gossip. Fools party, kings celebrate.
The road of greatness has potholes, has detours, has wrecks. The road of greatness isn't pretty, but it's purposeful. And so your road isn't going to be smooth. Your road isn't going to be easy. Your road will be the road that's less traveled. But just know as you travel on this road, a doubt creeps up. Just know as you're traveling this road and you start to question yourself. Just know as you're traveling this road and hard times creep up. Just know you were called to travel this road. And at the end of the road, everything that you can't even imagine is waiting for you. At the end of the road, they have a you. There's a you waiting for you that you can't even picture right now. You can't even fathom that you.
When your faith becomes weak, your reasons will fortify your faith. When you have an inner conversation, say, no, don't do that. Your reasons will become your rod and your staff to comfort you, to take you through those challenging moments. It can
one. But unless you get out every single motherfucking day and put in the work inch by inch by motherfucking inch, you will never get there.
Right, it's time to get more dedicated. It's time to go deeper. It's time to be less distracting. I promise you, if you do these three things, growth is going to happen. If you do these three things, you're going to go into the depth of your dreams and get those diamonds out. It's all on you. Let's get it.